Hello, everybody. This is Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found, episode 62, I think. And for... you think I know the date by now. It's August 26th, 2013. And I'm going to sit out his side here for just a couple minutes before I go in. About ready to go hit the sack. But, I couldn't let the day go without recording my next entry into the dog days of podcasting. Well, today I didn't really do a whole lot, except for programming. I did a lot of that, a lot of coding. I started looking over some of my old code. There's a big project I have that I say a big project. It's a it's a big product I say that I wrote quite some time ago, and I've been a little lazy with it. It's actually sitting on an older server with an older version of PHP, and it's using a template engine, which that was the first time I really tried using one. I'm just using Smarty. You can go search for PHP Smarty, you'll find it. And, you know, I thought it was pretty cool at the time, but I asked myself, why am I even bothering with a template engine? I see the value in some of the functions, but I don't, overall, I don't really see a big value in it. Because I can easily make things abstract, which is the point of having a template engine, having your HTML separate from your code. But I can do that pretty much with just regular PHP and HTML. So I don't really, I wrote an app to do some quick prototyping. So if I wanted to make an app, let's say, I wrote an app that will look at my database structure. So I just build the database. Then I run the app against the database, and it grabs all the necessary information and builds the forms. And I just kind of go from there. It's very skeleton and gives me a decent look with using the Twitter Bootstrap and some functions that I built myself, so I can easily start a web app really in no time at all. And downside is they kind of all look similar because they're using the Twitter Bootstrap, but it's all internal stuff at work, so it's not like I have to design it to make it look pretty, except for when in functionality is of course important for people to use. So anyway, I started looking at this old application, and boy, there's things in there I'm thinking, what was I even thinking, for crying out loud? This is garbage. And I wrote it. And I was like, what was I thinking? You know, just trying to sort out what's the point of this. And so I just started tackling this. This is going to take a long process. It's going to be something I weave in with everything else and get it done over time. I don't have approval to do it. It's just, I'm going to do it. And if all goes well, it should all act the same as the old app, except for now it's more portable and works on the newer versions of PHP and MySQL and so on and so forth. So it's going to be a daunting task, but I think I'm up for it. Anyway, so yeah, as you can tell, I'm a big PHP head. I like PHP a lot, as opposed to, you know, using something like Perl or Ruby. I don't quite get Ruby, nor have I really tried, honestly. Perl I do like, but, you know, it's always... I always saw it as more of scripting only rather than web stuff. Just didn't fit. PHP seems to be great with the web and really good with command line scripting, probably more so now as time's gone on. I use it for scripting all the time. You know, I'm familiar with it. Why not use it, on the command line to... parse out stuff, split out logs, or whatever I'm doing. I don't know, just to work data over. I use it for everything. I even use it in a couple of libraries to talk to SharePoint lists and modify things. So I really, really, really love PHP and its flexibility. And it's truly flexible because there's so many ways that you can write your code and still be correct, I should say. I like that, but I try to stay similar to my own personal coding standards. But it's hard to move on to something else after you've been using it for 14 years. Goodness, I've been using PHP for 14 years. Wow. Probably just slightly more than that, because although it wasn't that great right at first, but it really turned into something great after version 3 and on. Anyway, there's your programming lesson for tonight. I use PHP for everything. Yeah. So, and along with, like I was talking about Linux and Apache, PHP runs on lots of websites. I mean, it's one of the most popular languages out there. So why not leverage it, right? Right. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. Y'all take care. And if you want to find out more about me and my links and my photography and all that good stuff, go over to spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE.com. And you'll find all you want to know about me on me about page. All right. I'm done. Good night.